Michigan's 8th District Congressman Mike Bishop spent his 4th of July, his first 4th of July as a U.S. Congressman, with his family in Rochester. He's spending today here in Ingham County before he heads back to Washington, and he joins us now. Welcome back.
Good morning.
No parade appearances over the weekend or hot dog eating contests or anything like that?
I've got a pretty big family. We had plenty of hot dog eating contests. But yes, plenty of parades and lots of good stuff happening this weekend.
No hot dog eating contests with the bishops that were on ESPN like that.
Not to that level yet.
I could barely stand to watch it. The ESPN actually broadcasts the Coney Island hot dog eating contest that they have every, which has become this big deal. And I could barely stand to watch it. Those people eat so much. It's amazing. But we're glad you're here today. We could spend all the time we have just on recent Supreme Court rulings. You did express disappointment with the continuation of the Obamacare subsidies. You were hoping, obviously, for the other way. You were hoping for an end to those subsidies. Remind us why you were hoping for that outcome.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's had a devastating effect on families in this country. We've seen a dramatic increase in the cost of health care, and those folks who had health care policies before Obamacare have found that many of those policies no longer exist, and the policies that they've had to come up with don't cover as much, and when they do, they cost extra. I've heard one anecdote from, just on a daily basis, I hear it every day. And I hear it not just from families, but I hear it from employers who have seen their policies at businesses across the state, especially small businesses, just get absolutely decimated by this process. It's incredible what has happened in this country.
I imagine. I mean, you must hear from constituents who say, though, Mike, millions of people are signed up. Tons of people who didn't have any health insurance before do have it now. As big an upheaval as you and many others think it is, aren't we at a point where it might be a bigger upheaval to end it than it would be to continue? How do you respond to people who say that?
Well, I can understand. Once you've got, it would have impacted 10 million people across this country and that had a policy that they didn't have before. The question is, how do you replace that policy with something that's affordable? And that was what Obamacare was supposed to be about, was controlling the cost of health care. And now we've got a system in place that doesn't control the cost of health care. It continues to spiral out of control. And it's just a matter of time before those 10 million people are going to be left without health care because we simply can't afford it. It's completely unsustainable. And I'm concerned that this country has set itself up for a dramatic crisis here in the future.
How do you think a political question here? How do you think the GOP majority in Congress will approach Obamacare between now and the election? Because I'm hearing some Republicans say nothing substantive can really happen on Obamacare before the election. Do you share that opinion? Are congressional Republicans basically just going to let it go for 17 months?
Well, since I've been in Congress, it's been about 170 days now, and we've seen one bill after the next trying to address Obamacare, from full repeal to various specific issues having to do with the mandates. But I expect that we'll see a lot more of that as time goes on because it's that important to our country. But I do believe it's going to be a number one issue on the minds of Americans when they go to the polls in 2016, especially when you're going to see further increases. We're looking for another 30% increase in healthcare costs this coming year. And it's just a burden that families cannot take anymore and businesses can't take anymore. Businesses are not hiring now. They're scared of Obamacare. They're scared of their federal government, who is overregulating and descending upon them, treating them like criminals, and they just are going to seize up. I'm very concerned about our economy if this continues. And if we don't take the cuffs off our small business in particular, this economy will come to a screeching halt.
We'll get back to national issues here in just a minute, but I know you're a co-sponsor, along with Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson, of a bill that would streamline state income tax filing and reporting standards. Tell us a little bit more about what's in this and why you feel it's important.
Well, this is actually my first bill. I have a Democrat co-sponsor from Georgia, Representative Johnson. The bill would address what's happening in this country right now with our mobile workforce. We're a very global economy, and we've got businesses who send employees out into different states, and employees will visit for 1 or 2 days to do their job. And states have gotten very savvy with their tax collection. And when they see an employee come into their state for 1 or 2 days, they want to tap them for whatever they earned in that state during that time period. Mm. And so and New York is the biggest culprit in this. They've found a way to do this and been very sophisticated and really being very, very mindful of anybody that comes into their state, and they will send them a tax filing requirements. So what this does is it creates a bright line. Employee, as long as they're not there for 30 days, they have to be there for 30 days before they're liable for any taxes in that state. And it prevents states from taking advantage of citizens and businesses who every once in a while roam into a different state.
You think you can pass it? Think you can get it done?
In fact, it's already passed out of committee. It was in a Judiciary Committee. It passed 23-4. It was a bipartisan bill. Senator Thune is working on it in the Senate right now. My expectation is that we'll have it on the floor very soon and move it out of the House.
Congressman Mike Bishop is our guest here on Current State on WKAR. Let's move back to national issues. There's been a variety of conservative responses to the Supreme Court same-sex marriage decision. How do you feel about it?
Boy, that's an open question. I feel, you know, back in 2004, the state of Michigan passed a referendum. The citizens of the state voted quite resoundingly to support traditional marriage. I have supported traditional marriage. This was quite a shock to me. I didn't think the Supreme Court would go in this direction. No. I thought they would agree to allow the states to take control of their own states and represent their own states. And the state of Michigan had spoken in a resounding way. This really took away their voice. And to me, that's what democracy is all about. And I think that the Supreme Court should defer to the state. I think the federal government should defer to the states as often as they can.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who's expected to announce his candidacy for the Republican nominee, I think he will be the 73rd Republican candidate for president he's expected to announce this week, says he favors a constitutional amendment that would give the states the authority to allow or ban same-sex marriage. Would you support that?
I think that I would support. There is a constitutional amendment. It's called the 10th Amendment, and it gives the states authority to do that which is not in the Constitution, giving a power to the federal government. So, I do believe this is covered in the 10th Amendment. I don't know whether or not a separate amendment is going to be required, but I'm sure that discussion will be had. And I can say that there is a split in this country as to how to handle this situation. And after decades and thousands of years of culture building up on top of itself, to have that kind of flip of a switch that changed things as we know it is going to cause some consternation in this country. And I sense that there's going to be dialogue for a long time to come.
Would you concede, though, that attitudes have changed dramatically since 2004? I mean, opponents have been criticized for being on the wrong side of history here after the Supreme Court decision. Polling from Gallup in May showed 60% national support for same-sex marriage. Do you feel like you're on the wrong side of history here?
You know, I believe in human dignity. I believe that we ought to respect each other. I also believe that we ought to have the ability to, even though we respect each other, we ought to have the ability to disagree with each other. And that's the one element that we've lost in this country, is the ability to disagree and not be disagreeable. We ought to be able in this country to say, we have a differing opinion. And I find now that there's just so much polarization going on, that there's so much contention, and it's gotten worse than it's ever been. And it's ironic that it's happening under this administration, because it was, in fact, this administration said that they were going to bring us all together. And yet this country has become more polarized in every category, from politics to religion, in every category. And it concerns me that we have just lost the ability to disagree. And you know, I for one believe in respecting people and letting people do what they want to do. And I just have a disagreement when it comes to how marriage should be treated. I believe it should be with a man and a woman.
Michigan was at the center of this decision involving the EPA and mercury rules. Critics consider that bad policy or an overreach. I take it you're satisfied with that decision.
Satisfied. In fact, it's about time. I've seen in my 170 days of service so far that the federal government has so many agencies and so many unelected boards that have power beyond anybody's understanding. And in fact, they're completely unregulated. We have no oversight whatsoever in Congress over the EPA, it seems. And they just run amok. And they have decided to do things that have caused real problems in this country. And, you know, that the decision on the EPA this past week and its air emissions was a good one, but it may have come too late. And as a result, we're gonna see that a lot of our energy supply is gonna be shuttered, and we're gonna see increase in energy costs as a result of it. The states of Virginia and West Virginia are most heavily impacted, but it's gonna affect all consumers. Regulation is good, but you have to be able to regulate in a way that's not overburdensome. And I think that's what the Supreme Court said.
Congressman Mike Bishop is our guest on Current State. In the aftermath of the Charleston shootings, there's been a growing call to ban the Confederate flag. What do you think?
Again, I believe that this is something that the South Carolina, for example, has addressed. Their people, I think you have to have states have got to have a right to talk about this. And we... The Confederate flag, if folks believe it stands for racism, they ought to vote to remove it. I believe it's within the rights of the people. But, you know, you have in this country the thing called the First Amendment, and we have, again, lost the ability to disagree with each other. And now if we disagree with each other now, it's got to become a law that we can't do or say something. And it's unfortunate that we've come to this point in our country where we just have lost the ability to debate an issue and to exercise what our country considered a founding principle, which is the right to speak, even if our speech is not something that other people agree with.
Mm-hmm. We're now at more declared Republican candidates for president than on your previous visit, which wasn't that long ago. Does anybody... It's still early, I realize that, but I feel obligated to ask, does anybody rise to the top, or do you even have anything like a short list?
I don't have a short list, and you're right, it continues to grow, whereas the other side seems to be settling upon one candidate. I like the fact that the Republican Party has a lot of candidates. I like the fact that we're the party of ideas and that we have a number of people who are interested in running this. I think it's symbolic of the way people feel in this country. We're looking for that leader to change our course. I do believe that's the underlying theme of this next election.
Is there anybody you know you would not support?
There is nobody that I can tell you that I would not support at this point in time on the Republican side. I can tell you a couple on the other side, but on this side I have no particular candidate that I'm opposed to.
Okay. Congressman Mike Bishop represents Lansing and East Lansing in his role as 8th District U.S. Congressman. Good to see you again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for your time.